Today, we have such an exciting episode for you all. We welcome Alafina Tillamook to our podcast. For anyone who may not know who that is, she is the most recent Olympic qualifying champion for the U.S., and so she will be representing the U.S. in the women's marathon in Tokyo. So we are so excited to have her on. And this is just such a fun conversation. As you can tell, it's pretty informal. We kind of just go straight into it. But I really hope you enjoy her perspective as a new mom, the impact, positives, and the challenges of that on her running, and how she thinks her marathon and running perspectives are going to change now having a baby girl looking up to her. So please enjoy this truly special conversation, and we are so thankful to be able to share it with you. This episode is also brought to you by Exoskin. I can go on and on about how much I love Exoskin, from the toe socks to the compression sleeves, as well as their fantastic running gear from long sleeves to short sleeves, shorts, and tights. They are also coming out with some fantastic and exciting new products, so stay tuned for that. If you want to give Exoskin a try, you can use our code COTR21 for 20% off your order. That's again COTR21, and thank you so much for checking them out, and thank you Exoskin for helping us to bring this amazing episode to everyone. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Coaches on the Run podcast.
This is Alex.
And Alyssa.
We're both full-time coaches, and we're here to answer your common and not so common trail and ultra questions.
So we have a very conversational start to this, but congratulations, Alex, on your baby. And I know that you are trying to get back into running, but how has that been going?
Good. And I'm trying so hard to like just be patient and not go run too soon or anything.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations. So. I miss my baby when she was 8 days. I mean, they're so tiny when they're 8 days. When they're 2 months old, you will be surprised. They will be so big. And then how you took care of them when they were 8 days old. Anyway.
I know. It's fun. I'm able to hold them in one arm right now. So
yeah. And walk around and do stuff and brush your teeth and go pee and stuff.
Yep. Yep.
You won't be doing that for 2 months. Trust me.
Oh man. I was thinking, I was like, I'm so good at this. I can go to the bathroom and hold my baby all at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Just for now. Yeah. Does the baby look fragile?
Yeah, no, he was big. I had him at home, so he was 8 pounds.
Oh, so. Wait. You had him at home? As yeah. In you at gave home. Birth without, like, unmedicated birth?
Yeah, it was so painful.
Oh, my God, what?
It was so painful. It was so painful.
I am still traumatized by the few minutes I didn't have epidural.
Oh, no. I think if I had epidural, I wouldn't want to go back. So I can't imagine to be like without it and then have it. That'd be way worse.
How do you do that? I mean, I think I would have died. I feel like I would have died. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now.
No, I love this. I was actually going to say, let's just get right into it, because we really want to focus on how it has been running and being a mom, because it's so new for Alex and for you. And we would absolutely love to focus on that aspect of your running.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully that.
This is exciting. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. Can we like exchange babies? Okay. Go ahead. Go.
You have to come out to Hawaii. She lives in Hawaii. So
actually, I think I want to come out to Hawaii after the Olympics. It's the one place that I've always wanted to go to. What island?
So I live on Big Islands. We live at elevation. So my husband's a runner too. So that's why that's part of the reason we live here. And we really like it because we think it's like the next, we've got a lot of pro running friends moving out here. And we think it's kind of the next like
you know, training spot for people.
God, you know, my fiance, it's been like he went on this rabbit hole one time where he was just looking at houses at the Big Island. He has some sort of I don't know, like he's fitting with the Big Island for sure.
Yeah.
We have to come see you guys when we come over there.
Yes,
we should chat more after.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I guess we are supposed to have like an official podcast. So
okay, let's go ahead and start.
let's try to, I guess maybe you could tell me because I'm so nervous. How's it been going from new mom starting training again?
Yeah, so it's been, you know, it was hard in the beginning for sure. Like I remember when my baby was like just a week or so old, I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to go run or do other things as a new mom, because I felt like at the time I didn't even have time for anything else. Like I'll literally wake up, feed the baby, try to feed myself. And before I knew it, it was midnight. And I'm like, where did the day go to? But as time went by though, and as I started training, you know, like for some reason, I feel like I'm now finding more time and I'm, you know, like feeling more comfortable with being a new mom. Like, it's like, you know, my daughter has now become part of my, you know, like my routine and my schedule. And so like, I wake up in the morning for days when her dad has to go to work. I wake up in the morning and I go for a run and then I come home before he heads out for work. And when I'm out running, he's hanging out with her. And so I come home and I shower and hi, and I just hang out all day. And then if I have a second workout, I'll do my workout. It's so interesting how like in the beginning, it feels like a lot, but you just get used to it. And I feel like things do get easier, or maybe it's just your brain and your body just adjusting to everything. So like right now I'm up to like 10 miles a day and you know, it's totally fine. Like I don't feel drained like I used to in the beginning. Like I remember when I started, I was just doing elliptical 30 minutes, but like I literally will do elliptical 30 minutes like one day and then the next day I will need a day off. Now I've ran the last 7 days in a row and I feel great. I feel like I have so much energy and I'm still waking up a lot actually at night, but it just doesn't bother me that much anymore.
Oh my gosh, that makes me feel so good. I did my first walk yesterday and I walked like a mile.
How did
that feel?
And I felt
so good. I felt so good in the morning and I was like, oh, I can breathe again. I feel like I just want to sprint up the street. And my husband texted me that the baby had started crying and I was like, I could just run home. And I was like, I shouldn't. I'll just walk a little faster. And then the whole afternoon I was like sitting up sleeping on the couch. I was so exhausted from a mile walk. So that makes me feel better. No, Oh my gosh, that makes
that
me feel so much
cool
better.
Because I didn't start, I didn't start walking until I was like 2 weeks. And even at 2 weeks, like I remember walking, it wasn't even a mile. And I felt so beat up. I was like, I don't think I can run. Like I felt like my organs were going to fall in. Like even just the walking, like I remember we went on a little like incline and I was like having shortness of breath.
Oh my
even
gosh.
Though like, I don't know why. And like, cause I ran throughout my pregnancy and you know, like I was very fit, but for whatever reason, it just, my labor wasn't bad. It was just very long. It was like 50 hours, but it wasn't like anything out of the ordinary. I thought I had a really easy labor, but maybe you had better than mine. I mean, your body is feeling better already.
Well, I don't know. I know my labor was really painful, but I think maybe not having to go to the hospital and do all of that, it was at least a little less stress because I was in bed an hour after I had birth at home, and you know.
Wow.
So it was nice. I got in the shower in my own shower and then just went to bed. So
yeah. And you never had any like tears or anything like that?
No, I had a midwife, but she didn't do any like, you know, I guess we can say cervical checks or anything. So it was very non-invasive.
That's amazing.
So I think maybe that made the recovery a little easier so far. But yeah. Well, I'll let you know in a month or so when I try.
Yeah,
to run.
Yeah. But don't run yet, please.
No, I won't.
It's very hard to not wait.
Yeah, I might have to sleep for a month if I tried to run a mile right now.
Yeah.
This has been, so I don't have a kid, but this has been so fun to listen to. So I feel like I should just let you guys keep going.
I feel like we are just chatting, like we're not even doing a podcast. Like it's so, yeah, it's so cool.
This is absolutely fantastic. I hope to be a mom in the next few years. And it's so heartening to hear too, Alex is a very good ultra runner, and to hear both of you have a child and be still be at the top of your career and looking forward. So it's very exciting as a future mom to be hearing this. And I guess going off of that, as you've been getting back into running, what variations have you made, or have you made much in your training of, you know, doing pelvic floor exercises or different strength training? How has that looked a bit different post baby?
Yeah, you know, I'm just getting back, like I said, and right now, you know, I think I have like 60 miles this week, and I'm like 12 weeks postpartum. In the past, you know, I've had like an injury, like I had a stress fracture a couple of years ago, and I was out for like, you know, 8 weeks, but then I came back pretty quickly and I didn't have to worry about anything. You know, once the stress fracture healed, I was fine. But with this one, it's so different in the sense that, you know, like, yes, I was doing pelvic floor exercises. Like, for example, in the first, like at 6 weeks, I literally felt like I had a giant hole from my mouth through my vagina, which, I mean, it is, but like, it's just like, it felt so weird. And I felt like if I were to run at that point, like my organs would have fell out. Like, it just felt so weird. And then at like week 7, I started feeling so much better. And I was doing pelvic floor exercises, you know, from the get-go. But like when I started running, you know, my pelvis was not very happy with me right away. And it still isn't 100% right now. You know, it was just like, I think those bones moving like that, you know, it takes a long time before you can feel normal. And I think part of the reason actually is that when I was pregnant, I ran until late in my pregnancy, and I probably kind of messed up my pelvic a little bit just trying to run, when in reality, like those last few weeks, I probably shouldn't have ran. I don't think it did anything good for me. But at the time, it was like, oh yeah, if I can get 2 or 3 or 5 miles in, it's definitely going to help me. But I was running so slow, but I think I was also harming myself more. And so now like my pelvis is beginning to like come around, and you know, I still have like discomfort on my lower abdomen, but it's nothing like it was, you know, like when I was 6 or 7 weeks, you know, postpartum. So things have gotten so much better, and like I can run 10 miles and I can tolerate 10 miles. Now they are very, very easy. But even those easy miles, oh my God, they feel so hard. Like I remember yesterday I went out for a run in the morning, and like, you know, I went like south, and then when I turned around, there was a north wind, and I just felt like I wasn't moving. I was running so slow and I was so tired. And I was like, I don't even think I'm making progress, you know? Whereas in the past, it's like, if I come out of an injury, I will just start feeling like myself. And I've been very conservative because I waited 8 weeks to start running. But even then I started with like a 2 mile run, and I'm just trying to run really, really slow right now, because the other thing is that if I run slow, my pelvic floor can take it. But if I run fast, I you know, like it's just like I will be asking for, you know, like problems. And so it's definitely very different from any other comebacks that I've had in the past. I'm just taking things really slow. And I also know that if I am not taking good care of myself, I could risk an injury. And I definitely don't want that.
That actually makes so much sense to me. And I have to say, like, I'm trying to use you as a bit of a role model for that, because I've seen friends that came back in like 2 months postpartum, had their marathon PR and like qualified for the trials, but then they were injured for the next 5 years. And so I think your approach is so bold, because I can only imagine how much, you know, pressure you're getting from people to train hard and be fast right away. And you're just taking care of your body. And I think that's one, that's going to result in a better outcome, but two, that's so brave right now. I can't imagine having like all of these eyes on what you're doing. So I guess my question would be, I guess, are there things for your training that people may not think about outside of like pelvic floor work and speed work and miles? Is there anything that you do that maybe you think the average runner wouldn't know to do, or
okay, and I'm gonna go back a little bit. Like, you know, when you talk about like so much pressure, you know, as you're a new mom, I think having the baby is like, it blocks out everything else. Like, seriously, I'm not even thinking about the fact that I'm super out of shape. You know, it's like I come home and my baby loves me. She doesn't care if I was out running or not. She doesn't care if I'm in shape or not. And so it's just, I think that I'm not thinking about running like I used to before. Like, I have other things that are important to me right now. Yes, I know that I need to get in shape and I'm doing everything I need to do and can to get in shape, but I'm also not thinking about it 24/7 like before. Like, I have my baby, I gotta keep this baby alive, I gotta feed this baby, I gotta change diapers, you know, like I have a lot of important responsibilities. And I just have so much joy from having my baby that the pressure of getting back quickly or like what people are thinking doesn't really bother me as much. It doesn't bother me at all. If anything, I'm just like, I believe in myself. I believe in what the goals that we've set and you know, like the schedule that we have. I believe that it's going to get me where I need to be. And, you know, like I've been running for 4 weeks now and, you know, looking back to week one, when I started running, things were so different from where I am now. I've made so much progress. And so I'm just thinking, like, I started from 2 miles. Now I'm running 10 miles. The next 4 weeks, I'm probably going to be so far ahead. And so I know that I have what it takes to get back to where I need to be. But I also think I'm like, I'm in the best place right now. I'm where exactly where I need to be. And I'm super motivated. But yeah, like what people might not think, you know, aside from the miles and all that, I think also like the kind of strength that you do, you know, postpartum, especially newly postpartum, is so different from, you know, like what you will do, you know, like other athletes will do. For example, I can't really lift certain like weights, like there's certain movements that I can do. Like I can, like, for example, I had a small diastasis recta. And I can, like in the beginning, I wasn't doing, you know, like front planks, and I still can do crunches right now. And those are the things that I feel like, for example, front planks and crunches, I feel like those are the things that people usually go to. And, you know, like when you're pregnant, as you might know, you just, your body, your abs get so weak because they stretch and you're not doing, you know, abdominal workouts when you're pregnant. And then so when you give birth, that those are probably the muscles that are the most weak, but you can't really strengthen them right away because they are not ready for that. Whereas other athletes say when they're injured, they are already strengthening their core so that when they start running, they feel strong already. And then when you think about like your pelvis, you know, your bones are really messed up from the movement. And so it's like just coming back from that is so, you just have to be very, very careful. But at the same time, it's like we are all different. There's not a lot of knowledge out there on what the perfect time to come back from pregnancy is, like postpartum is. There's just, we don't have a lot of examples. We don't have a lot of role models. We don't know when we can come back. We don't know, like when I was, you know, started running and I feel this pain, I didn't know if it was normal or it was just unique to me, if I was injuring myself or this is something normal. So I think that those are some things that other athletes who are not coming back postpartum will not think about.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And I appreciate that both of you are sharing your stories now so that hopefully, you know, the next generation won't be going through such a guessing game that we currently are. I do think it's something that there is so much research and so much knowledge to be gained, especially at the top of the field. You touched on this a little bit, but I would love to hear, and I've heard this from other mothers, how do you think having a child and having her look up to you will change your perspective going into future races and hard workouts?
Oh gosh, I think just knowing that you have this little human being that she will learn everything from you. What you do, they will see that. And that is what that for them, that will be what is normal. And so it's like, well, okay, so when we decided that we wanted to get pregnant, I remember telling myself, end of an era. You know, like the era of me doing whatever I wanted and not caring is gone. Now, this next step of my life, I actually have to be very intentional in what I do. I have to be intentional in what I put out there. I have to be intentional in what I say because I'm going to have a little girl who is going to be looking up to me. I have a responsibility to teach her the right things because that's how she's going to understand the world. You know, like, I just feel like even like coming back postpartum right now, like I want my daughter to look back, you know, at this period of my life and be proud of what her mother did, you know, and realize that, you know, being a woman is, you have so much strength and not, you know, make excuses or not feel sorry for herself or whatever situation she's going to be in. I don't know what kind of challenges she's going to be facing, but I want her to look at, you know, my life and be like, if my mom was able to go through this, I can go through this situation too. And everything is possible if you're dedicated and you put in the work. And so it's like, it's my own child, my own blood. And it's like, there's so much power in that. There's so much power in knowing that this little person knows nothing else. They come to the world empty. The first things they will learn is by observing what you're doing. And that just makes you want to be a better person.
That's
fantastic.
Go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say that makes sense because for me, I'm like, I have a boy and his whole opinion of how strong women are and how, like, what women's values are is going to be formed by how he sees me. And so I think for me, because I'm so stubborn and prideful, I'm going to be like, I have to push that much harder at the race because I want him to know his mom is tough and amazing. And that's how he's going to treat women. And I think that makes so much sense to me because I already kind of feel that same way. And like what you said about not maybe caring about other pressures or what people think rings so true for me because I did do a home birth and I had a lot of bad feedback on that from people who thought it was risky or dangerous. And I realized I just didn't care anymore what other people thought because I had to do what I felt was best for me and my family. And I didn't really realize going into pregnancy, it opened you up so much to what other people think of what you're doing. And
the unsolicited advices that people give it, like, you know what, like, for example, you say just having home birth, it's like, what feels right to you? You need to do exactly what feels right to you because no one else knows your situation and trust yourself, trust in the decisions that you make. Otherwise, people will always have opinions. It doesn't mean that it's right. There's no right way of doing things. It was the same thing, like the way I'm raising my daughter. I'm not reading a book on how to do things. I'm just doing what feels right. And you know what? I think I'm kicking ass. That's what I tell myself anyway. I could probably be doing things completely opposite, but yeah, that's what I'm telling myself.
No, I think you're kicking ass at parenting and at running. So I'm in your fan camp for sure. So how have you dealt with the changes in the dates of the Olympics and like with COVID and life in general? Like, how has that affected your motivation for running? Has it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, in the beginning when the Olympics was postponed, it was very, very hard for me. It was really hard on me, like just thinking that I have to stay a whole year before I could go to the Olympics. It was very difficult, you know, and to be honest, a year ago today, I wasn't even thinking about getting pregnant. I hadn't thought about getting pregnant a year ago, which is kind of interesting and crazy because it's like that was just, I got pregnant at the end of April. But on the 8th of April, I wasn't thinking about getting pregnant. But part of the reason or part of my coping with the Olympics being postponed and COVID and all that was getting pregnant. You know, I realized that I had an opportunity and I had enough time to probably, you know, like grow a baby and still get back to training. And so it was just one of those things where it was like, if this is not gonna happen, if I'm not gonna be able to run in the Olympics this year, and I'm not gonna be able to run any other races, why not take advantage of this and have a baby? And so I think that by having a baby, I was able to protect myself from a lot of stress and a lot of heartbreaks. But I was definitely super heartbroken in the beginning. But once I decided to have a baby and I got pregnant I decided on Tuesday and the next Thursday is when I got pregnant. So it was very fast and I didn't really have a lot of time to think. So it's like, once that happened, I just focused on the pregnancy and on seeing how much I can run or how far I can run during my pregnancy, and I had so much joy, you know. And now that I'm postpartum, I am so motivated. Oh my God, like, I'm not a morning person usually, and especially not when you're getting up 3 or 4 times a night. But right now, like, when my in my brain, like, my alarm clock, like, just, I don't even set up an alarm, but at about 5:30 or 5:40, I'm up and I want to go out running. I'm just super motivated because I want to make sure that I get the most out of myself when I go to the Olympics. I don't want having a child to be something that will hold me back from performing the best. And also, you know, again, like, we haven't had a lot of people do this. And quite frankly, I don't think there's been anyone who's had a baby between the Olympic trials and the you know, and the Olympics, just because usually it happens in the same year, but I don't think we've had a situation like this. And so it's like I'm a guinea pig to see if this actually works or not, if I made the biggest mistake of my life. But I think no matter what happened, I know that I made the right decision for me and for my family, and I'm very, very happy right now. I've always been a happy person. I've always had a really good life. I had a really good life before I had a baby. But right now, I feel like my life couldn't be any better. Like, I just feel very, very happy.
That's amazing. And I think you really are setting a new precedent of being able to have a family, being also in the position to have a child when you want to and be one of the best marathoners in the world. I think that's a misnomer that we're really working hard that you can have a period, you can, you know, be ready to have children and run at the highest level. So again, so appreciative of the message that you're putting out into the world across the board. Well, Alfina, thank you so, so much for your thoughts and this time and this incredibly fun conversation. I think you're going to uplift a lot of moms. And I know that I am super excited to follow your journey in the Olympics and sneak onto a plane to come out and see you and Alex in Hawaii.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Now, I was just going to say that, you know, as a future mom yourself, you know, like, I'm glad we are able to do this thing so that in future you can follow our stories for yourself. I mean, we are all different, but at least there will be like a roadmap, you know, on, hey, this is what could work, this is what could not work. But we are definitely, hopefully, Alex and I are going to set a good precedent.
I hope so. I'm trying. I think having you message with me and my friend Jen Shelton, she was running and, you know, was pregnant a little bit ahead of me. And I think those were the two relationships or, you know, messages that they helped a lot, because you could see women running on a high level and honoring their body and, you know, still figuring out that balance. And I think it's unprecedented. And it's really hard. There's all the science that says your VO2 is going to be higher, but you also have to juggle having a newborn.
Yeah, no, I really like the friendships that I've been able to make, you know, as a, like, now postpartum, or like after I announced my pregnancy, just because, like, I was able to connect with women that have had babies or that are pregnant or that are thinking about getting pregnant. And that was really important, because that was probably a demographic that before they didn't really care much about what I was doing. But now, because, I mean, a lot of people are runners. We are all runners. And so if you can see another runner who is pregnant or who just had a baby and you hear their story, it motivates you. And so I'm really glad that I'm able to share my story with those women. And I've gotten a lot of responses, you know, and it just makes me very happy.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that. And I think what you're doing is game changing for female runners, with the emphasis on being healthy enough to get pregnant too. I think that's so important.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, especially, I mean, we live in a time where, like, unfortunately, I feel like with running, you know, like, people think, oh, you have to have a certain body. And a lot of people look at other runners and think, oh, I don't look like them, therefore I'm not, you know, like, the correct runner. And some people could go to the extreme of not being able to fuel themselves well. And of course, if you're not fueling yourself well, and say if you want to get pregnant, chances are you might not even get pregnant right away. And so I feel like if you are fueling yourself well and you're doing running for the right reasons, and you want to get pregnant, you should be able to, you know, do that. Like, I think ultimately the number one goal that I hope athletes will have is to be healthy, because if you are healthy, then you will be able to run well and you will be able to do other things, you know, in your life that you're interested in, as long as you're healthy. The number one thing should be the health.
Yeah, that's actually kind of the main goal of our podcast. So thank you for saying that, is we want people to be healthy and to be able to find a matter of running that works for them. So I guess I think it's obvious, but just in case, because we do have a lot of trail runners and people that maybe don't follow marathoning on the same level that Alyssa and I do. So where can people find you, and how can they reach out to you if they want to, you know, follow your journey and your motherhood and your running?
Yeah. So I use Instagram a lot, actually. And in fact, I'm sharing my journey on Instagram stories, just because that's the easiest way to share a lot of things. And so on Instagram, my Instagram handle is, it's Alfin, just Alfin Tjefkeketuliamuk, my full name. And also on that, on my profile on Instagram, you know, like there's an inquiry, you know, like a email where, like, if you needed to ask a question, you can just email there and you should be able to get a response from me or like the team that I work with.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. We don't want to take up too much more of your time, but I really hope that we can all meet up in Hawaii, and we don't chat before that. Best of luck in Japan. We cannot wait to follow you.
Thank you so much. And yeah, thanks you guys for giving me the opportunity. And Alex, congratulations on your baby. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be one of the best journeys you've ever undertaken. And I'm excited about it. And I'm also excited about you getting back to running. And it's going to be awesome. Hopefully we get to all meet in Hawaii someday and just celebrate.
Yes, we'll celebrate you doing amazing at the Olympics in Hawaii.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. We'll talk to you soon.